One summer I was sitting at a table, talking to one of the most dejected men I have ever met. He sat slumped in his chair with his head in his hands, pouring out his tale of woe. The floods had come and practically washed away his farm. He and his wife had worked hard and long, but now their dreams were drowned in the flood. After a few hours of discussion, I asked him a question. "Do you believe the Bible?" He looked up, his eyes narrowed, and he nodded yes. I had an amplified New Testament with me, and I read Hebrews 13:5. "Let your character and moral disposition be free from love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. For he, God himself, has said, 'I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down. Relax my hold on you? Assuredly not.'" He read it, and reread it, and then read it again. It was like a plate of food to a hungry man. About a year later, I saw him again. He said, "Leroy, that verse of Scripture you shared with me has meant more to me this year than anything else in life. It has been the one thing that has kept me from giving up. When things looked bleak, I'd quote it to myself and would be reminded that God was with me. And it's true. He was always there." This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, God is always there. There will come a time in your life when that fact will mean more to you than anything you have ever learned. It will be the most important truth about God of all. This was true in a recent experience in my own life. I had left my wife in Copenhagen on her way to Germany while I flew from Russia to Seoul, Korea to speak at a conference. We were to meet again in Moscow on our way to Helsinki, Finland. Upon my arrival in Tokyo, I was told a rather disquieting bit of news. I was on a waiting list on my way back from Seoul to Tokyo, where I was to catch my plane to Moscow to meet my wife. "How large a waiting list is it?" I asked. "A very long list, Mr. Imes. Actually, it is impossible for you to get on that plane." "Well, I had to be on that plane in order to get to Moscow. I couldn't leave my wife stranded in the middle of Russia without any idea of where I was. What was I going to do?" Well, I began to worry. I was spending the night in Tokyo, and suddenly I felt very weak, very frightened, and very lonesome. Then it happened. It came loud and clear. It was a verse of Scripture I had memorized as a young Christian. "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." I felt weak. God said to be strong. I felt frightened. God said to be courageous and unafraid. I felt lonesome. God said he was with me. It was both a rebuke and a comfort. And when I got on the plane for Seoul, I knew God would get me back to Tokyo to catch the plane to meet my wife. And he did. In fact, I came from Seoul on a huge 747 with about 8 people on it. I knew the Lord had not forsaken me. He was right there. You can count on it. God is there. May God bless you as you live in his presence.